Okay, any other questions about posture? Okay, so I'd like to just talk about the practice, the inner practice of meditation. It is a body experience, so all of this is part of the practice. What we're practicing to do is to fully arrive in ourselves, fully arrive in the body, fully arrive in the heart, come home to ourselves. Be present within ourselves. This is really the practice of insight. Many people, myself included, when I began meditation practice, you know, many people think about practice, spiritual practice, whether it's meditation or another kind of practice, as somehow that we're perfecting ourselves, that we're becoming something that we're not already, that we're becoming, that we have to become something perfect, something holy. And I know when I think about that, when I have that thought, I have to become perfect. You know, I feel a kind of tightening in my heart and in my belly. It's like, oh, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. I'm somehow flawed. But this practice is not about becoming perfect. It's about being present in our lives, being present with who we are. Being present with a body that feels a little uncomfortable. Being present with a heart that feels sad. Being present with restlessness. Or self-judgment, or desire, or impatience. So we're just learning to be present with what is. And this is the essence of the practice of mindfulness. This is the essence of insight practice, is learning to attend to this moment's experience, this moment of life, and be present with it. And compassion is an essential aspect of that, because very often we find when we actually turn our attention to the heart, to the body, that there's pain and there's suffering. And we discover that so much of our lives and so much of our energy is spent trying to distract ourselves from that reality. Whether it's making ourselves so busy that we don't have a moment to spare, to meditate or to take a walk or to just, you know, sit under a tree. Or it could be, you know, some compulsive activity, some addictive activity, whether it's computers or video games or eating or talking on the phone, you know. So we spend a lot of our time running away from ourselves. And so this practice is about coming home to ourselves. It's not about becoming something, somebody else, somebody better, somebody more perfect, somebody nicer, somebody, you know. It's just about being present right here, right now. One of the important ways to open to ourselves, to just be present within ourselves, is to just relax. Just relax. So in this practice, we mostly are doing sitting and walking meditation, or lying down, and so we can learn to relax in this posture. Now the reason why, and I've discovered my body in my practice, and I've been practicing for most of my life, I've been practicing for 40 years, and my body has been a really important teacher to me. I've learned so much just by listening to my body. And my body has taught me that when we tense the body, when we tense the body, you know, whether it's in our gut or in our throat or in our shoulders, we're holding on, we're grasping. You know, and the Buddha taught that this is this holding on that we do. And essentially it's holding on to this sense of being a self, being somebody in particular. Trying to, have this self become perfect or achieve something or whatever it is about the self that we hold on to. And in doing so, we close ourselves off. We really create a sense of separation from life by tensing the body. We close our heart. I discovered just by bringing my awareness right deep into my heart that my heart had built a kind of armor around itself. It was tight. It was closed. And gradually, as I just allowed the heart to open and relax, the heart softened and became more capable of being touched, of feeling pain, feeling the pain in my life and feeling the pain of the world. So in my meditation, I learned that I could hold that pain. I could give space to that pain. And also, being touched by love, being touched by compassion, and being touched by joy. So when our heart softens its armor, releases its armor, when the body releases its armor, its tightness, we're more open to the joy and the sorrow of life. And we live more fully, more deeply. And we know that joy and sorrow, when we pay attention, we recognize that those joys and those sorrows of life are all arising and passing away. So paying attention in meditation means not getting hooked, but being in that space, being that space within which our experience arises and passes away. And then we begin to have the insight, develop the insight that none of our experiences are permanent. They're all arising and passing away. And having that space which can hold experience, which can be with experience, be with the pain and the sorrow, the joy and the love, without grasping it, without holding on to it. That's equanimity, that's wisdom. So in our meditation practice, in a very practical way, we find a way of just being present in the body, allowing the body to open, to relax, to feel fully grounded on the earth, and the mind becomes still and spacious and open. It's something which evolves. It's something which we learn, which the mind learns. And it's something that we're going to be cultivating in this weekend, or this kind of practice, a big mind, an open mind. I used the word yesterday when I was talking about meditation, maybe this morning, of anchor, having the breath as an anchor, having the body sensation as an anchor, or sound as an anchor. So these are experiences which remind us to be in the moment and not be in our conditioned reality of the mind, which, you know, we create out of our hopes and our fears. So the daydreams, the thoughts, the inner conversations, it's not that we need to make them stop, because the mind keeps thinking, but there's a way in which we can notice that they're passing through the mind and not get hooked into them. Or if we do get hooked, when we notice that the attention is hooked, we can unhook, just let it go, and come back to one of those anchors. So I'm going to give a short guided meditation on relaxing the body, just coming into the body and relaxing the body. And then we'll move into silent meditation. And in this meditation, the silence, then use the anchors that I talked about, coming back to breath, body sensation, sound, and allowing the mind to just open up. If you see, if thoughts are arising, let them pass away. So take a meditation posture, whatever posture you're going to use for this session. So feel the earth supporting you. Allow the body to relax into that support. And within that support, that sense of being, of relaxing downward to the gravity of the earth, there's the upward energy of the spine. So it's like a candle flame, that it's drawn upward. The energy of the spine is going upward, the crown of the head is moving upward, the chin is in and the shoulders are relaxed. So what I've found in relaxing the body is just bringing a mindful awareness to places of tension gives a kind of a release to allow the body to relax a little bit, maybe not completely, but just to open up a little bit. That doesn't always happen, however. You may find that sometimes when we bring mindfulness, actually bringing the attention can create a tightening in the place of tension, and it might tighten and tighten and then release. Or it might, nothing might happen, and that's normal too. But quite often, just bringing mindfulness to a place of tension allows release. Because mindfulness is a way of paying attention without grasping and without pushing away. Mindfulness is attention without judgment, without commentary. It's just being with things as they are, being present with. A kind of loving presence, accepting presence. So bring this kind of awareness to the feet. Just feeling the feet. You might feel both feet, or you might feel one foot and then the other. But feeling both feet, either together or one at a time. Notice if there's tension in the arches, in the heels. Bring awareness right into the feet. Not only feeling the surface, but feeling right inside the feet. You might feel other sensations as well. You might feel coolness, tingling, a sharp sensation, a dull sensation. And just notice whatever it is you feel. Bring attention to the ankles, moving right into the ankles, right inside, noticing if there's any tension, noticing any other sensations as well. Sometimes when we have pain in the body, we tense around the pain. So if there's a bit of arthritis or a bit of soreness for whatever reason, sometimes just becoming aware of the soreness also helps releasing tension in that place. Bring awareness to the calves, the whole lower leg. And notice any tension. And also any other sensations. Moving your attention right into that part of the body. Bring attention to the thighs. Feeling right inside the thighs. Noticing tension and other sensations. not trying to change anything, not judging, just bringing interest, acceptance to the body. Bringing awareness, mindful attention to the hip joints and the whole pelvic area, the hips, lower back, lower abdomen, right inside the groin. Feeling inside that whole area and noticing if there's soreness, if there's tension. Giving space, giving acceptance, being present. Bringing mindful awareness to the whole rest of the torso, from the waist to the shoulders. Feeling right inside, feeling inside around the stomach, around the shoulder blades, around the heart, in the upper shoulders. Noticing if there's tension, tightness, holding. And bringing that space, that presence, acceptance, release. Feeling the arms and the hands. Noticing places of tension in the arms and the hands. And noticing other sensations as well, soreness, tingling, sharp sensation, pressure. Bringing awareness to the neck, the throat, the sides of the neck, back of the neck, inside the throat. Feeling if there's tightness, if there's soreness, what other sensations are there? Letting the mindfulness move right in to the body in that place. Bringing awareness to the skull, the back of the skull, sides of the skull, the whole face. The top of the skull, right inside the skull, inside the eyes, behind the eyes, feeling if there's tension or pressure behind the eyes, between the eyes and the forehead, feeling the inside of the mouth. Feeling the whole head, face, allowing whatever expression there is on the face to just relax. Let the face be neutral, soft. And now bringing this mindful awareness to the whole body, feeling the whole body posture. Feeling it from the inside. Being present, awake, accepting in the body, feeling the breath. Where do you feel it most easily? Do you feel it in the nostrils? Do you feel it in the chest or the belly? Noticing where the attention rests most easily. And beginning again in silent meditation, coming back to breath, body, or sound.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.